Hello, everyone. I am Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Feyi Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes. How are you, darling?
I am excited. I am blessed, for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
The Bible says that we shall rejoice
and be glad in it. Yes.
So that means we have the joy of the Lord. You know, the Bible declares that the joy of the Lord, the joy I give you, not as the world gives, I can take away.
That's so true.
The joy of the Lord is synonymous to his peace.
Yes, his presence.
His presence.
His Emmanuel tabernacling with us. Yes. And the world cannot take that away.
Amen.
That kind of leads. So now, to get us started,
this is episode 66.
That's true. Okay. And lots and lots of applause and kudos and thanks from people on the nutrition. It was really helpful.
The last three episodes, you know, where we talked about nutrition.
Yeah. So lots and lots of families appreciate that, especially now that it's summer, slower days and all of that. They can actually put into practice some of those things. So they just
eat right and live right.
Eat right, live right. That's so true.
And live long.
And live long. So that is so true. And so they're just grateful. So this episode is a little different.
Yes.
So where are we going on this?
So we are talking about prayer.
We're talking about prayer.
You know, I know that they always excite us when we talk about prayer, because prayer is communicating with our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And then prayer, there are different kinds of prayer. You know, there's a prayer that we call the prayer of intercession.
Yes.
So today we're talking about the prayer of intercession. So it's a prayer that is called to pray for somebody else, to pray for the Christians, brothers and sisters, and believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's so true. And that's the reason why we're dedicating this podcast is because recently we had one of the prayer videos that normally we've not had a chance to really, you know, do as much as, you know, a lot of our partners have requested. But when we are able to, we send that out. But we found out not too long ago that there are some restrictions on prayer on some platforms.
Yes.
And we happened to be one of those, and we were like shocked that prayer is now an offense to a lot of people, which lets us know that the days that we live in are really days that if you say you belong to Jesus Christ,
you better belong to Jesus Christ. Exactly. And then when we're talking about prayers, you know, we just talked about prayer of intercession. Another prayer is prayer of supplication. But when prayer of intercession is called, you know, because for all of us as believers, we are called to be intercessors, right?
Yes.
So that means we should pray for each other. We should pray for the churches. We should pray for the leaders. We should pray for all those people in authority over us. We are commanded to pray. So prayer is like a command for us, right? It's a commandment. And so in trying to fulfill that, then we put out that, we normally put out prayer, either prayer points or prayer videos, like you said.
When we
we used to do that every week, especially, you know, for some time ago. But now, whenever time permits, we will do it, you know, as time permits, as live prayer for just a few minutes, 3-4 minutes max. So the last one that we put out was
prayer for Israel and the body of Christ.
Prayer for Israel and the body of Christ. So I guess the controversial word to that
platform is the body of Christ. They said it's against their personalized prayers or something. It doesn't make any sense to us. So
so I guess the question is that, do you really understand what the body of Christ means, which is another word for church?
But I think from what that experience, it lets us know that not everyone understands the language that we speak amongst ourselves as children or people of God. Because anyone that has been born again, saved, they read their Bible, they have a walk with God, there's a certain language, right? When you say body of Christ, we instantly know what that means. That means praying for everyone that is a believer across the world, no matter where they live, no matter what continent. We know that's what it is. But in the secular sense, they don't understand that that's what it means. So language does matter.
Okay. I guess what we can do is to try to help them to understand, right? So trying to help them to understand is also to share this with our listeners on this podcast, that, we will not cease praying for brothers and sisters. We will not cease from praying for Jerusalem. We will not cease from praying for Israel. Because the Bible declares that how beautiful are the feet of those that pray for the peace
of Jerusalem.
And we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
And we will not cease from proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. We will not cease from it.
And that is the gospel.
That's the gospel.
And we know what the gospel is. It's good news.
Yes.
Especially, don't we need the good news?
Yes.
After everything, wherever you turn to, which any station you turn to, you know, the only place where you can get the good news these days is the word of God.
It's the word of God. Very, very true. Very true. Yeah. So true. And
without a shadow of doubt.
And we will not cease teaching, preaching, proclaiming, admonishing the word of God. We will just not cease, no matter what. It doesn't matter who, what, we're just not ceasing. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
So for our listeners, they're just wondering what is going on. It's not whining or arguing stuff, but it's just an eye-opener.
Yes, of where we are in our culture, in our time, you know, that simple prayer for Israel and the people of God can be an offense to some. And for those of you that know us, you know, the fire that God has given us is to proclaim Him and to share Him for all. And so we're grateful that we have this avenue to share with you, because a lot of you had communicated with us during this past week. Here is a scripture here.
Okay.
Ephesians 6:18 says,
okay,
and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request, which you mentioned at the beginning. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. So we're giving you this alert that the day that we live in right now, you will have to decide that you want to live and stand for Jesus Christ. These are not the days for the faint-hearted. If you say you belong to Jesus Christ, we're asking every single one, wherever you are, whoever you are, that you live for Him. And people know that you stand for Him. You know, it used to be in a time that we could ask for prayer and everyone knew the power of prayer. We had something happen a couple of months ago when we all were watching... was it the NFL, the young man that fell?
Yes, yes.
And the whole world stopped to pray for him. And we all saw the power of prayer. So exactly. If you've experienced the miracle that happens through prayer, you know that prayer is real. And so for anyone to be offended against prayer, it's because they don't understand and they are yet to know the light of the truth of God's word. And so in situations like that, we pray more for them and we ask the Lord to open their hearts and their eyes to the truth of God's word.
You know what? That scripture you just read is so powerful. But you know, like when you look at that scripture, even from verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." That is a prayer on its own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the armor of God. The armor of God is actually a prayer armor, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So what he's saying is that as Christians, you should know how to pray. Pray, take on the armor of God, cover your head with the helmet of salvation for the work of salvation that was done for you. Cover your chest with that armor to make sure that no arrow that is thrown at you will be able to hurt you. That's the language of prayer, you know? And as you pray this for yourself, you pray for your family, you pray for your loved one, you pray even for your enemies.
That's what the Bible commands, says.
Right? So the power of prayer cannot be overemphasized. And it's not something that we can just take lightly.
And it brings us, we were discussing this before we came on, it brings us to remembrance that we have two cultures at work. For the believers that stand on God's word, it brings us to the days of the book of Acts. Yes. Remember when the disciples were told not to talk about this person of Jesus Christ anymore? They even flogged them. They took them to the city square, flogged them, and Peter said something. And the disciples said something.
Yes, and I mean,
and it's the same thing. They're saying, exactly. You be the judge.
The judge.
So which one do you think makes sense? To obey God that owns everything, that is all powerful, all knowing, and is all present, or you, human?
Yes, and then, you know what? They made the right choice.
They did.
And God gave Peter the holy boldness.
Yes.
And that same holy boldness is being handed down to us.
Yes.
We have that holy boldness.
We sure do.
You know, thank God we live in America.
Thank God
for that. We don't take it for granted.
But this comes to let us know, though, also, that yes, if things like this are beginning to happen and we as believers do not recognize the opportunity that we have to be able to pray freely, to be able to go to church and not have to say, oh, we're going to hide out to go to church, because we know there are countries that we have believers that has to be underground church. Mm-hmm. It's a wake-up call for us, to take our faith seriously. Yeah. In this time, in this age, in this culture.
Amen. I mean, see what Apostle Paul said, Romans 10:1. He said, "Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved."
Very true.
Praying for the salvation of the Israelites, praying for the peace of the Israelites. Because these people, the Israelites people, are people of God. You know, they are people, they are chosen people of God. So we are adopted people, Jews. They are original Jews, people of God.
That's so true. And we know and understand that some people don't like Israel, and yes, they make that known. But for us as children of God, as believers, the word of God tells us, basically, and admonishes us to do that. And we've prayed also, and people know that, we've prayed for the Middle East, because our heart is for all people, every single one, to come to know the Lord. And we've prayed for Middle East, and we stand in the gap for Middle East. So, but these are just times that people of God need to encourage one another in God's word.
So basically, in God's word and prayer,
prayer.
So basically, what we're doing is following the direction and instruction from the word of God. Colossians 1:9 says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding of the Holy Spirit."
That's God's word. That's God's word.
So the Holy Spirit gives wisdom.
Yes.
It gives understanding. But you have to ask. And how do you ask? You ask through prayer.
Through prayer.
So people that need healing as through prayers. People that need to hear from God, pray and listen to the voice of God. People that need to intervention or salvation of their family members or their loved one, must pray to God. And most importantly, we must pray for churches, the body of Christ.
So what is happening brings to mind this this thing that happened in honor of all those that went through the Holocaust, and in honor even to the survivors that we have today on the Holocaust. It brings to mind, you know, we're encouraging the body of Christ to arise, to rise up, arise to be who God has called us to be in this time, in this age, because slowly but slowly but slowly, this is what happened. Martin Nuemola has a quote that many pastors know of. And he says, Martin Nuella, he lived from 1892 to 1984. He was a prominent Lutheran pastor in Germany. And so he sympathized with many Nazis' ideas and supported radically right-wing political movements. But after Hitler came to power, he became an outspoken critic of Hitler's interference in the Protestant church in that time. And so he has a quote that a lot of people, a lot of pastors normally quote in rallying the people of God to arise, to stand, to be strong, to be bold in, you know, in different countries. And here is what Martin Nuemola said. He said, "First, they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me."
Wow, that is a powerful quote. You know, I mean, it's just when, I mean, the Bible talks in Acts 11:26, we say, okay, well, in Antioch, the Christians were first called Christian because they were Christ-like. So that's the way we got the word Christian from, Christ-like, like Christ, acting like Christ, speaking like Christ, behaving like Christ, copying Christ, you know, focusing on things that Christ focused on, you know, copying Christ, you know, because emulating Christ, Jesus Christ. So when we talk about the body of Christ, we're talking about the Christians, those people that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, those people that have already accepted him as their Lord and Savior. And that's why the apostle was talking about praying for the Israelites to be saved. You know, that means to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah.
Yes.
Okay, because Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Unquestionably, he is the undisputed Messiah of the world. He came to die for the whole world. As many as believe in him,
to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Yes.
So all we have to do is to accept him and confess him with our mouth and receive him in our heart.
So it's something for us to think about even as we pray, pastors, leaders, you know, out there. If prayer can begin to offend some, then we think about it. It will be a matter of time, a matter of day, that then prayer will only be relegated to our homes alone. But remember, we always talk about 9/11. What made us as a country, as a people, get through that time? Prayer.
Yes. And do you want to share the kudos to the governor of our beloved state of Texas?
Yes.
What just happened?
So governor just signed a bill that in classroom, teachers have the freedom to put in God we trust in their classroom.
Yes. Yes, because it took one individual to take prayer out of school. So by the grace of God, in the state of Texas, it's going to take another individual to put the name of God back in school.
So if we say we have, you know, we just need to be a rationally thinking people.
Yes.
If we took God, if you take God out of something,
yes,
how do you expect it to work?
It can't.
It cannot.
Because he created it just like if you, you know, as a manufacturer of your car, and you ask that manufacturer, well, I don't want your engine. I just want the body of this car. I like the body of this car. I don't need your engine. Take off your engine and try to put another engine.
Especially,
will that work?
Especially maybe like a car like Lamborghini.
Yes.
Or Escalade, and you know, things like that. You just want the body and you don't want the engine.
Yes.
It's not gonna work.
No. Nope.
It's the same thing.
No,
life has no meaning. Exactly. It's pointless without God.
Without
the
God,
Creator.
Without Jesus Christ, life is meaningless because there's life in the blood. And that's why Jesus shed our blood for the remission of our sins and for our salvation.
So, but that's something for us to think about.
Yes.
So it starts out with prayer, and a little become offended with prayer.
Yes.
And so prayer from one pastor, from this pastor, from the state, from this church, and things like that. And before you know it, you can't even use the name above any other name, you know.
Yeah.
So just something for us to think about.
Yeah. That is very true. But you know, God is good.
Yes, all
you
the
know,
time.
Because through this same prayer, we will overcome. Because the Bible says after we've done all, we should stand. That means after we've prayed and we've covered every areas in prayer, then we should stand and continue to glorify and praise the Lord Jesus.
And we pray for all that he's commanded to.
Yes.
Every single one, every single human being, God has commanded us to cover them in prayer.
It's through prayer that we know that, you know, when a righteous rule, the people will live in peace. You know, for the people to live in peace, we have to have the righteous reign or rule upon our land.
Well, it looks like that's the only time we have left.
Yes.
Well, we just wanted to share about prayer, the importance of prayer. When the enemy becomes threatened by prayer, that tells you a lot that prayer is actually powerful.
Yes, that's what we're trying to say. Prayer is effective.
Yes, that's what
we're trying to say. Because otherwise, the enemy will not bother about it.
Yeah.
You know, just before we close, you want to try to look at what the Bible says in James 5:16.
Yes,
please. You know, because James 5:16 really emphasized praying for one another. Okay. So that is really the importance of that, because the Bible declares, is anyone among you sick? James 5:16.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
The Bible declares that if anyone among you is sick, he should come to the elders and talk to them. And it talks about the power, effectual, fervent prayer of righteous men availeth much.
Yes. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. And it begins, you know, like you said, basically the prayer of faith beginning actually from verse 13.
Exactly. Yes. So that is very true. So, brothers and sisters, all Christians, all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ listening to us today, our prayers are more effective today than ever. When you start seeing people attacking prayer, know that the prayer is working. Prayer of faith works.
Yes, yes. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have. So keep on standing strong.
Yes.
And we will stay connected with you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love you. Until next time.
Bye-bye.